You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a tremendous night, a great evening. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. I hope you hang out. Either way, I'm going to be here. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. People tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. All my folks tuned in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And it's been a busy night. We've talked MVPs. Embiid versus Jokic. We don't know who's going to win the MVP. I'm leaning towards Jokic because he played more games. Damn it, I don't know how many more. They got 7 games left between the two of them. Who knows? We talked the NFL MVP. Well, not the recent one, but the one who is looking for a contract, Lamar Jackson. It's like every day there's a new owner, there's a new coach, a new GM who goes, oh, yeah, he's great, but we got a quarterback. Or we don't want to trade draft picks for him. Or he's too injured. I mean, there's a different reason every day. I mean, within the past, like, hour, 90 minutes, Lamar Jackson has been tweeting on Twitter about not playing while injured. And it's just, I don't know. Is it getting old? It is a little bit, right? It's not as bad as Aaron Rodgers, but it's getting old, man. Shep, is it me? Is this getting old with Lamar Jackson?
It's not getting old, JR. It's just very disappointing that the Ravens have themselves one of the biggest prized possessions in the entire NFL, and they somehow think that moving on from Lamar and not giving him what he wants and thinking Tyler Huntley is any semblance of an answer to replace an MVP, a unanimous one at that.
They know that.
I don't think they do.
They do. They watched him play football last year. They're not stupid.
JR, they have played with fire a little too much, and they have found themselves a quarterback that wants nothing to do with that franchise. And their head coach can win public relations all he wants and say Lamar's this guy as much as he wants till the cows come home. But the bottom line is, JR, and you know this, they have completely alienated a star franchise quarterback who, by all accounts, is an amazing teammate and leader. And they have not played their cards right. And they're going to regret this.
I don't think they have alienated the man. We can't say that because we don't know what's happened. We don't. That's to say, well, they didn't give him what he wanted, so they've alienated him. I'm not even totally sold on the fact, oh, he doesn't want to be there. Why? Because Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft that he wants to be a Patriot? I'll tell you this much, and I don't know specifically about Lamar. I've never met Lamar Jackson in my life, okay?
Yep.
I do know this. These dudes want to get paid first and foremost. If the Ravens can come to a deal or a conclusion with him, or that he going to play for whoever writes the check, okay? It's a formality to say, I don't want to be here. It's a formality to have Meek Mill say, he wants to be a Patriot. Of course, he needs people to say something here and there for him. He needs somebody to vouch for him because he doesn't have an agent. And so whether or not it's coming through a pipeline from a musician or it's coming via some guy with a gym device, that obviously was not the case, allegedly, reportedly. I'm not going to pin the blame on the Ravens here. They wanted to give this guy a deal. And I think up until now, I would say now being the past several months, the way this season ended, it hasn't gone in his favor. And a lot of that we can look at, and I'd say more so It's injuries. It's how the past three seasons have ended. He's not had one of these catastrophic, oh my God, he completely blew his knee out, reconstructive, I'm going for the whole year surgeries. It's the concussion to end the playoffs. We got to watch him go to the back. No more Lamar for the playoffs against the Bills. And we see that his ankle gives out. And now we see that his knee gives out. I have no idea what they've offered. I don't know what he wants. I want to see him play football. I don't want to see the guy get screwed or having left money on the table. It appears that that's what it might look like.
But, Jared, the question I would have for you would be this then. I completely respect your honesty because I know a lot of people in your position would say they're so certain that there is that $100 million disparity that keeps getting brought up, the Watson contract versus Lamar, the 133 versus the 230, and I respect that. But you said it yourself. The guys on their phones, the Rappaports, the Tom Palisaros, the Schefters, all those guys, right, Garofalo, they are PR people for these teams. And so don't you think the Ravens, and they understand this is a little bit of a bidding war publicly, they're going to have one of these four individuals come out and say, no, this is what we heard the Ravens offered. So it's closer to 170, 180, north of what Russell got, north of what Kyler got. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, the fact that that has not been disputed, can't you tell that the Ravens, can't you deduct and you know, read between the lines and say to yourself, you know what? The 133 sounds pretty accurate then.
No. I not everybody has to be a complete jerk. Nothing stops the Ravens from just painting this dude as the worst negotiator, the worst, but they want him back. This is what makes all of this a complicated situation. Because for what you just said, they're not stupid. Nobody with two eyeballs wants to look at Tyler Huntley or the garbage man next door to play quarterback for the Ravens. Nobody wants to see that. And I think to a certain degree, they have done the opposite. I think they have done a decent job not to completely alienate him because they want him back. I don't know what the hell he wants. I think we can all deduce that he ain't getting a Deshaun Watson 230 guaranteed contract. The other guys, Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, they did not get such a thing. And what he wants, I don't know. I said it yesterday. I have not completely closed the book on him returning here to the Ravens. Now, what his career income, what his total rev looks like when it's all said and done versus what he left on the table, that's debatable. He already came in as selection number 32. He was a spot away from even moving on into the second round. He's playing with fire. You know, we're going to talk about gambling a little bit as we continue on with the show. Bradley Beal confronting a fan a couple of days ago for allegedly yelling at him, "Hey, man, you cost me $1,300," and Bradley Beal took exception. And now he might be in a little bit of trouble for some physical contact with a fan. Lamar Jackson's been gambling. And that's what you potentially do when you're out there negotiating. I don't know how this is going to end for him. I do know based on his play. I know how the past few seasons have ended. I know for where we're at right now. It ain't looking good. Let's see. I think time will tell, but it does not look good in his favor right now. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to South Carolina and talk to John. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, man, listen, I want to agree with you 100%. What the problem is going to be for Lamar is he's 26. He's not going to get bigger, stronger, probably slow down, not get faster. In 3-4 years, what's the average new defensive guy going to be? 5 pounds heavier, point whatever faster, and another inch taller. Physics are going to kill him. He's just going to – every hit as time goes by is going to be worse and worse on his body. He's look at the Miami quarter. I mean, you get small quarterbacks, it's just not smart business to invest huge long-term money in them. It's just – I'm 70. I've seen too many small guys get crushed.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call him small. He's slimmer than your traditional. I can't even say that. It's not even his size, because he's not a small man. He's slim. But we looked at Tom. Did you see Tom Brady last year? He basically looked emaciated on the way out of the door. You know, Joe Burrow is not a gigantic human being. It's less about Lamar's size, and it is how he plays. And I think there's a different correlation. It's easy to go, oh, well, it's how he plays. He doesn't play like Cam Newton. He's not a bulldozer. And so,
he's not a bulldozer, but his style and the hits he's going to take with the bigger guys keeping on coming in, we're talking 3 years.
I'm not sure about that, but this goes without saying, because this is true. The longer you play, the more hits you are going to absorb. Are you absorbing these hits in the backfield? Are you absorbing these hits on the other side, advancing past the line of scrimmage? I have watched guys, and thank you, John, for calling from South Carolina. I think we've all watched quarterbacks, players. You can watch a wide receiver get the ball and go down the sideline, and sometimes you look at him and go, okay, it's time to step out of bounds. Save yourself a massive hit by trying to advance, 3 inches. Just step out of bounds, right? And then, you know, we want to laud guys. Oh, my God, he's so tough. He went this. You got to make a business decision every time you are out there. And it's the same thing with QBs. A lot of the younger guys, I can look at Daniel Jones. We know Daniel Jones is not, by any stretch of the imagination, Daniel Jones is not Lamar Jackson. Saquon Barkley nicknamed him Vanilla Vic, okay? Yeah, we got a white quarterback out here. He's running. He went for 700-plus yards last year. The New York Giants had no chance in hell if he and Saquon were not out there running. They had to look at Daniel Jones and go, bruh, tone it down. You will not have an NFL career if you're out here running around like a crazy dude. You got to relax. You got to chill. And I know, even moving into this season, now that they've paid him, they're going to slow down on how many times they just hand him the ball and say, hey, man, be a bulldozer. And so Lamar Jackson ain't no bulldozer. You might be okay with him in open field and then going down. But, yeah, the hits accumulate. And that would be the case for Lamar Jackson or anybody. Father Tom ain't kind to anyone. Not anybody playing professional sports, let alone at the quarterback position. Tony is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
What's up, JR? So this is a sad situation, man, because Lamar, I don't know him or nothing like that, man. I'm not saying – I just think, man, he's in over his head. I had a feeling he was going to run into this problem when he didn't have an agent, man. It just seems like the Ravens are playing chess and he's playing checkers. And I'm just wondering who's in his camp that's giving him counsel about how to handle this. And I think he's losing money right now, man. And he's looking bad, because I really don't think he needs somebody who understands how to negotiate to deal with these teams, man, because I think that's the reason you have an agent. So your agent can go before with these teams, man, and not take it personal. That's why you got an agent, because he's taking it personal, and the Ravens are thinking about business, and he's taking it personal. His feelings are hurt. Go ahead.
No, I think it's past that. I don't think it's so much of you need an agent, he needed an agent. I think it's a matter of whether or not he has overplayed his hand. I think that's the larger element there. That's it. He could have had an agent, or he could have agreed to a contract. He could have agreed to this or not agreed to that. He might have overplayed his hand. And that's the issue. I think we might be past that. Ralph from Miami, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go ahead quickly. Oh, okay. Ralph not there. Hey, Shep, what happened? Did Ralph get abducted by aliens? What happened to him?
It's not as if Ralph was waiting for a long time. I have no idea. Ralph's usually a lot more reliable than that.
He got abducted. What's going on in Miami? Anything?
He lost. I know that.
Well, is spring break still going on down there?
Feels like spring break is going on there 24/7, 365 days a year.
Oh, no. They had to institute a curfew. People were losing their minds out there. That's why I stayed the hell up out the way, Shep. You know, just stay out the way. Ain't nothing in spring break for me. Shout outs to all my folks down in Miami. Hopefully, Ralph is okay. I don't know. Maybe he's hanging out on Ocean somewhere. Is he? Who's it? What happened to you?
Hey, Jay, how you doing? I was not hanging in the ocean. I apologize. I was
okay.
I'm just on mute. Phone.
Oh, okay. I'm just, I don't know if you got abducted by aliens or you on South Beach. What's on your mind?
Nah, I don't think we have aliens come here yet. But in regards to Lamar Jackson, I agree with you. Yes, the player needs to be paid. But in his situation, I feel like you said, he's not going to go out the Raven. That was one thing I noticed with him. Ever since he came in the NFL, Jim Harbaugh was the only coach that decided to play his style. Most coaches trying to get the players to come to the league and trying to get them to get to a new play style sheet. Yeah, he got what he wanted. That's the reason why he became the MVP. Jim Harbaugh made him the player that he is, besides transforming him into a different quarterback that he was. And he just used his talent that he came from college with. So to me, I feel like playing your hand, yes, you want the money, you got the MVP and everything of this sort. But right now, you got to really think about your team also, too. Just make the decision to help your team get better so you can at least win a Super Bowl and be done with the situation. Injury is coming from him.
He made it clear when he was drafted, and thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami. He wanted to win a Super Bowl. He got to think about himself. The NFL, we see it. And I think Tony from Massachusetts said it as well. So, he's going up against the Ravens. No, he's not. He's going up against every single owner. He might have a tag hanging over his head. He is a free agent. And ain't nobody showing him no love. And he's one of the most talented guys in the league. You could do the math as to why that's not the case. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Lamar Jackson might be gambling with his own monetary value and currently his career. We got a lot of sports fans who get down with the gambling. And Bradley Beal, he might have made contact with a fan that wasn't happy with him. It might cost Bradley Beal. I'll give you an update on this on the other side of the break. And you be the judge. Is sports gambling getting out of hand? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh my God, I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Prepare yourselves. I'm going to mention an individual that doesn't get a whole lot of airtime. In relation to this, I'm going to mention two teams that don't get a lot of airtime. One is the Orlando Magic, and they don't have squat to do with anything. Surprisingly, the Magic have been playing better than what people would think. It's a young squad. Good for them. And then it's the Washington Wizards, who, by the way, they beat the Celtics tonight, 130-111, an embarrassment here for the Boston Celtics losing to the Wizards. The Washington Wizards are in basketball purgatory. Like, they're going absolutely nowhere. There's no reason to see them in the play-in. They're not advancing. They got Porzingis and Kuzma and Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal did not participate in this game tonight. He had a knee injury. And I feel like Bradley Beal is just, he doesn't do anything. He just shows up and scores and leaves, and it's nothing consequential to actually winning. But it's not about tonight that I mentioned the Wizards. It's about last week. Because last Tuesday, in Orlando, the Washington Wizards, with Bradley Beal, they went and they lost to the Magic in the Amway Center, which I always say is one of the worst arenas I've been to recently. But I digress. The Wizards lost 112 to 122. And so Bradley Beal is going through the tunnel. He's going to the back. He's going to go shower. He's going to change. He's going to leave. He had a crap game. Bradley Beal in that loss only had 16 points. He took 4 threes. He missed them all. Bradley Beal took 15 shots. He only made 4. He was 4 of 15, 16 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. 8 of his damn points, half of his points, came at the free throw line. That's a crap game for Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is walking off of the court, going through the tunnel, and a man yelled at him, "You made me lose $1,300. You blank." Looks like it starts with the letter F. Bradley Beal is under police investigation for his response. According to the report and video, Bradley Beal turned around. He walked towards the guy who said this, and he didn't approach the guy, but he like swatted the hat off of his friend's head. The guy who shouted it, he swatted his hat off of his head, knocked the hat off, and then he made contact with the side of his head. Police are reviewing the video footage. Bradley Beal said, "This is my job. I take it seriously." And then the man who yelled at Bradley Beal, "You made me lose $1,300, you bleep." The man is apologizing, saying, "I didn't mean to offend you." And so now Bradley Beal is under police investigation for simple battery. No charges were filed as of now, but Bradley Beal slapped the hat off of somebody's head. And now they want to investigate whether Bradley Beal committed a crime. Isn't this a little too much? Like, the fan is yelling at him, like, what are you? I hate to say we heard this from Kyrie Irving, but haven't we been here before? On a random rant on his own Twitch channel, like last week Monday, Kyrie Irving went on Twitch and he basically said how sports betting is like really killing sports. Listen to Kyrie Irving.
Gambling and sports betting has completely taken the purity away from and the fun away from the game at times. I'm gonna just be honest with y'all. So, like, work is work, but the support around it can be very distracting. You know what I mean? There's a difference between being a diehard fan and supporting your team and loving your team versus somebody that's betting on a parlay or somebody that wants to hit. And don't get me wrong, I don't want anybody wasting their money on me. But God, like, this whole community of gamblers that's come into the game of basketball, y'all tell me what y'all think. Want to gamble? Why don't you gamble on something that makes sense to you? And if you gamble on me, I'm not going to tell you whether it's a good gamble or a bad gamble. I'm just saying, you gambling, you going to win or lose. But that doesn't mean sliding into people's DMs or wishing bad on them or doing the extra shit that goes on, man. That, it blows my mind sometimes. You feel me?
Yeah, I agree with just about everything he said. Outside of the purity of the game is lost. I don't play professional basketball. I don't think I need to understand that there ain't no purity to the game. This is a business first. You sign your name on a dotted line, business. Whatever purity you had when you were busting ass in high school or even in middle school, throw that purity out the window. In the case of Kyrie Irving, I know he ain't play a lot of college games. Don't even think he hit 10 of them for Duke, give or take. Man, you can throw the purity there out the window. Yeah, we know this is a business. Gambling is a part of sports. It is. It's, man, it's part of life. We got people hitting a scratch off right now. Shout outs to all my folks at the gas station picking up a scratch off. We got people who are hitting DraftKings. They in their phone right now listening to me. We got people putting up money. And we've just now had an expansion of it all across North America, the United States of America, state to state, as laws are changed. So states can make some money, just like the NBA, the NFL, NHL. Everybody wants to make money. I mean, this has been the case in Europe forever. You got people, I'm not going to name no websites, but we got people who can pick up their phones for years and place bets and wagers on everything you could think of related to sports, but they had to do it through overseas websites, or they had to go to an actual physical casino, or you had to get on a boat and move out into waters where you can now do this legally. Now you can do it on your phone. Go ahead and ask Calvin Ridley how easy it is to gamble. Calvin Ridley can tell you, unfortunately. Good luck with the upcoming season in the Jags, by the way. But this is real. I don't know what regulation comes in. At some point in time, I don't know if it'll take a year, 5 years, 10 years, we're going to have some type of scandal in sports. It's bound to happen. You know, the NFL tried to nip their scandal in the bud with Calvin Ridley. They can track all of the players and their behavior, especially as it relates to gambling. There's an archive for it. But somebody's going to be slick. I don't know. I'm not saying we're going to have another Pete Rose or Tim Donaghy. Pick a sport, pick a player, pick a referee. It's bound to happen. Somebody will skirt the rules. But when it comes to fan behavior, fans got to relax. I'm sorry. I don't think Bradley. So here's the thing. Two wrongs don't make a right. The fans shouldn't be cursing at Bradley Beal. You made me lose $1,300 and yelling expletive at him. Like, you're doing too much. In like real life, outside of a basketball court, in an arena, that fan deserved to get a slap upside the head. Because the next thing you know, Bradley Beal is walking towards you, and now you want to say sorry? Somebody wanted to yell Westbrook in Russell Westbrook's face while he was casually minding his business on the street. And the minute that Russell Westbrook approached him and said, "What did you say?" Oh, man, that guy on the street, I don't even want to call him a fan. Oh, his tune changed when a gigantic dude, about 6'4", 6'3", 6'5", is kind of telling you to relax. Man, people got so much to say when they're behind a barricade or they feel safe. Should Bradley Beal, should he have slapped this guy and knocked his hat off and grazed his face? No, he shouldn't have. He should have been a good NBA player and just walked to the back. But that still doesn't mean that this guy didn't deserve a slap upside the head. And it appears that his friend got slapped. Slightly, maybe, grazed, and not even the jerk who decided to yell at that Bradley Beal. This will never happen. This won't happen. Because we got Trae Young getting spat on, and we got obscenities getting yelled at dudes. Here's the deal, though. All these fans who want to show up to games, all these fans who want to show up and talk crap, all the fans who want to yell at Bradley Beal or your favorite cornerback for missing a tackle or anybody. If you're going to yell at a player, "You made me lose, you bleep," You deserve the hell smacked out of you. They should walk you down to the field or the court to say that to the player, and you should get what's coming to you. And then maybe next time you learn how to watch your damn mouth. Fan behavior is out of hand. And then with the sports betting and gambling, we have done nothing but thrown gasoline onto the fire. I don't agree with a lot of what Kyrie says, but in this one, I'm with him. If you making a bet, you can win, you can lose. Don't blame the human being or the player. Blame yourself for making the bet. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on this incident with Bradley Beal? He's under police investigation. What's it going to take? Man, I would love this. Hey, Marco, could you imagine if somebody put a bet on Rasheed Wallace during a game and they yelled at Rasheed on the way to the tunnel, "You made me lose $1,300, you bleep"? Could you imagine what Rasheed would have done?
Yeah,
he
ball don't lie.
At the palace.
Yeah, again. Ball don't lie. That's what you'd hear, because you'd hear him coming at you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you'd want to shout anything at Rasheed. Hey, Ben Wallace. hey, Ben. You missed those free throws, Ben. I'd leave Ben Wallace alone. Do you think betting is kind of I don't want to say it's sullying. I just think we got jerks here who just – some of them deserve to get slapped. Am I being a jerk by saying that, Marco?
No. I think the one thing that you said with gas on the fire, I mean, like, keep in mind, that, number one, everyone now is way too comfortable to say whatever the hell
Correct.
That's in their head simply because they feel like, one, they're protected, and two, if they're not protected, I'll take the small whatever because then I'll get money out of it. So everybody's got like this false sense of security that's around them at all times. Everybody feels like they have it, like nobody can touch them. And they're kind of not in real world. Then, on top of it, you add in the gambling aspect, which brings us back to the idea that no one's ever made a mistake. So if I placed a bet and I lost, it's your fault. So no one takes accountability and no one really wants to take responsibility. You add all those things up and then you put alcohol and then you got a concoction of disaster all over the place. And it's just a question of when it's going to really, truly blow up.
Yeah, you're right. All of this is, well, not all of it. There's a big portion of this tied to social media, people feeling that they can say whatever behind a screen and then they enter into a public place and they still feel emboldened to say what's on their mind. A matter of fact, hey, Shep, you have that clip from that idiot in the street pulling up on Westbrook. Let's take a listen to that.
Yeah, it's on the court, correct.
It's on the court. Oh, well, let's listen.
Hey, Westbrook, I'm the biggest fan. Westbrook.
He said he's the biggest fan. Biggest fan. Westbrook.
Westbrook.
He said he's your biggest fan.
No. I didn't mean it like that.
No, that was on the court. He was approached on the street as well. And that fan certainly didn't about face. I didn't say nothing. Man, they should let, it's not going to happen. And I'm sorry for saying it. They should let these players beat these people's asses. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get Shep's opinion on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You don't know what you're doing.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and I look forward to your show, man, at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I let you know about Bradley Beal. He's being investigated by police because of a post-game interaction with some fans. There's a fan who said after the game, hey, Bradley Beal, you made me lose $1,300, you blank. And Bradley Beal turned around, came back out to that fan. Well, not the fan, but he actually slapped the hat off of his friend. And in the process, he hit his face. I don't know, could have grazed it, knocked the hat off, and he's being investigated for simple battery. And I'm like, come on. You going to yell at anybody, you deserve to get smacked. I'm going to get to the phone lines momentarily. You know, what are your thoughts on sports gambling? Is it going too far? Like, how can you slow it down? Like, fans feel like they could say anything to the players. 855-212-4CBS. Before I do that, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And I'm not bestowing this honor upon an individual player. I'm putting this honor on a whole damn team. San Diego State, the Aztecs. I mean, that defense has basically moved them into the Final Four more recently, knocking off Creighton 57-56. The defense has been stifling. San Diego State, defensive player, defensive team of the week. Let's see how far the defense can take them. Let's see if they can win the championship next Monday night. 855-212-4CBS. Damon calling from Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Damon?
Oh, good day. Thanks, JR, for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Oh, wow. When it comes to sports, sports gambling, I agree with Kyrie's point, and I get what he's saying. Just imagine you have a kid. Kid plays soccer. Kid's dad say, hey, son, last 3 weeks you just scored 2 goals. And so he's like, hey, next week you think you can go out and score 3? Kid goes out and scores 3 goals. And week after that, dad come back and say, hey, you scored 3 more goals? Kid like, all right, I'll try. Goes out there and he only scores 1. He ain't upset about it. But they have so many occurrences like that where the kid doesn't score 3 goals, and so the dad gets mad. Well, the kid is Kyrie. All they want to do is just play ball. The dad are the fans pressuring the players to live up to their bet.
I don't.
And so
yeah, but
the
I don't
players
think,
shouldn't be harassed about it.
Sure. They shouldn't. But I don't think there's added pressure. I don't think the players go out there. And I'm sorry, Damon, there's an echo. Man, these players ain't going out there feeling fan pressure, no more or any less. What the players are getting is fan irritation. Like, they're getting blowback from the fans who are acting like complete jerks. Like, under what circumstance? You made the bet. What are you yelling at player X about the loss for? I had you scoring, rushing more than 100 yards, and you only rushed for, 95. You made me lose $2,000. Excuse me? Tell that to Derrick Henry? Derrick Henry should run your ass over. Like, stop it. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, good evening. How you doing? Yeah, you know, this whole gambling thing, I'm not going to lie. I gamble. I've gambled for the last 20 or 30 years since even when I was in high school. Shouldn't have been gambling. Team. Now, it's gone too far as you look now, you click on every individual game and every sport, you got – you know, every sport, you got a player having to get this or that, or every player's got a number attached to them, and that's what's really involved in all this. And I even, you know what, truth be told, I even was scouring social media tonight. I was on one of the Facebook pages that I subscribe to about gambling. One guy was laughing and bragging about how he instant messaged, Devin Booker was one of them, and someone else was the other, and he's posted screenshots of how he was heckling and this and that. to these guys' social media accounts and this and that, you know, and it's just gotten so out of hand. And I know how the average fan who's gambling now, and especially who's new to gambling, because what was it? It's only been about, what, 4 or 5 years since it became legal or the Supreme Court.
Well, it depends on where you live.
True, true, true. I just meant the legalization, though. What's really changed for me is the individual player bets. Not so much. Guys have been gambling on Team A or Team B since, you know, well before I was born.
Right.
That is nothing new. But
you,
it's the individual player stuff that's really wearing on me.
Right.
You know, and seeing how people are reacting and acting towards the players.
And then
on the flip side, too, you know, all the commissioners and all the leagues, they just got to get a memo out or something and just say, listen.
No, it is no, there's no memo. And thank you, John, for calling from Buffalo. There's no memo to fix any of this. Nothing. And you know what? We can't absolve the leagues, and it's their job to make money. It's the commissioner's jobs to go out there and make money and have these partnerships. But fan behavior, they just got a new reason, man. They got a new reason. They have gasoline poured on what was already a ridiculous fire. That's it. The fans have a new reason to absolutely lose their you-know-what. They don't need it. And it's not going to get better. Everything is going to get more volatile. What are we going to do? Eventually, one day, I hope it's not the case, they're going to put glass up around NBA arenas. I don't know, 15 years from now, I don't know. I'm going to get some more of your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are. From Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores. 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.